I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland's Public Media News. Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced she is easing some restrictions in response to the decreasing number of new COVID-19 infections and hospitalizations, although those rates are still far higher than the first peak in the spring. Reynolds says starting tomorrow, restaurants can go back to their normal hours, and limitations on gatherings will be lifted. Additionally, the number of spectators allowed at sporting events has been increased to include all members of the participants' household. Reynolds says she will impose new restrictions if numbers start increasing again.
I don't want to over-restrict. I think you have to be careful of doing that. As the governor of the state of Iowa, I have to find that balance to protect the life and livelihoods of Iowans.
The new proclamation still includes the partial indoor mask mandate. It will run through January 8th. The Iowa Department of Public Health on Wednesday reported 14 more Iowans have died of complications of COVID-19 in the last 24 hours. There are almost 2,000 new cases reported, including 51 for Woodbury County. There were 10 more cases in Dakota County and a positivity rate that was lower than the day before. At more than 4% for Dakota County, for Woodbury County, it's 16.5%. That's the 14-day test positivity rate. So far, there have been 3,354 deaths statewide in Iowa and more than 260,000 positive cases. Sioux City's two hospitals are treating 60 patients with COVID-19. 70% are battling the illness only. That is a big decrease from 2 weeks ago when patient levels were in the triple digits. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.